This is Dallas Townsend with a CBS World News Roundup. At long last, a political settlement of the Beirut crisis may be, just maybe, at hand, based on the plan devised by American Special Envoy Philip Habib. Israel this morning accepted it in principle. Our reports commence with Bob Faw in Jerusalem.
After learning bits and pieces of the Habib plan over the last few weeks, Mr. Begin and his ministers now have the whole thing before them in writing, and this morning, as they met to discuss it, it appeared the cabinet still has some reservations. The government does not like the idea of sending up to 300 French soldiers into Beirut before the evacuation begins, as Habib proposes. The guerrillas, say the Israelis, might then hide behind the buffer and try to stay on. And the government is also troubled because final details about where all the PLO fighters will go still haven't been pinned down. This morning, U.S. Ambassador Samuel Lewis tried to sell the plan to Begin, who, said Lewis, had both some positive and negative things to say about it.
Our impression is that the main elements of it are acceptable both to the Lebanese government and to the PLO, but formal acceptance has not been given by any of the parties.
Ambassador Lewis was apparently very successful. After a 3.5-hour meeting, the Begin cabinet decided in principle to accept the Habib plan, even though it wants changes in the deployment of that multinational force, and still has reservations about where all the PLO fighters will go. Bob Faw, CBS News, Jerusalem. For more on the situation in Beirut, here is Peter Sherman.
Israeli warplanes took to the skies, drawing bursts of anti-aircraft fire, even as word was received that the Israelis found no overwhelming objection to Special Envoy Philip Habib's plan for evacuation of PLO guerrillas from Beirut. In the second straight day of Israeli airstrikes, the main target was the southern suburb of Burj al Brajneh. Beirut and the suburbs had had a morning almost completely free of fighting after an hour of rocket and artillery exchanges around two of the main Green Line crossings in the wee hours. Red Cross officials succeeded in bringing a relief convoy into besieged West Beirut at midday with Israeli permission, despite some continuing sniping. Habib continued his efforts to wrap up his mission in meetings with Lebanese government leaders southeast of the capital. Palestinian and Lebanese sources had insisted for several days that an agreeable formula for withdrawing the Palestine Liberation Organization forces was near and the departure could start in a matter of days. Lebanese leaders are understood to agree to Habib's proposals, and PLO chief Yasser Arafat reportedly discussed it with his colleagues during the past 2 days. Peter Sherman, CBS News, Beirut.
This is Deborah Potter at the State Department. Officials here say the Israeli acceptance of the Habib plan, however conditional it may be, is a very welcome development. The word from Jerusalem this morning adds to the growing sense of optimism in Washington that Special Envoy Habib is on the verge of success. One official said this morning that things continue to move quickly, and it appears the State Department does not consider the Israeli reservations about some details of the plan to be a serious snag. Officials apparently were not expecting total agreement from the Begin government today, and the view here is that Israel's concerns can be resolved. It will take some time, though, to work out a compromise, but one official said confidently, it's now only a matter of days. Deborah Potter, CBS News, the State Department.
The White House steps up the pressure today in its campaign for approval of the new tax bill. Nelson Benton reports.
Three separate waves of congressional Republicans are due to see the president on the package. Leaders from both houses this morning, separate groups of 15 each this afternoon. And the White House has brought back consultant Lynn Nofziger to push a public relations campaign for the bill. Nofziger, the staunch conservative who initially opposed the tax hike. Other Republicans see the measure as a sellout of supply-side economics, a reversal in Reagan policy, which is why the daily delegations are invited. The administration position that the tax hike and accompanying spending cuts are essential to calm the financial markets and hold interest rates in check. The White House admits it is behind in the vote count, and it's running full out to change that. Nelson Benton, CBS News, the White House.
Senate and House conferees are still at work on the tax bill. They would like to finish up this week, but they may not make it. The National Governors Conference is now on its final day in Afton, Oklahoma, and Susan Spencer tells us about it.
This morning, all 44 governors sit down for one last session to vote on resolutions reported over the last 2 days from various committees. They range from how states should deal with drunk drivers to the state's role in health care. Two administration officials were here yesterday contributing to some of those discussions. Agriculture Secretary John Block, who told the governors they must have patience with the administration's economic program, and Interior Secretary James Watt, who made it quite clear that he intends to continue his nonstop push for development of the country's energy resources.
If our aggressive program does not produce new fines for consumers, for the people of America, for our military purposes, for our improving our environment, America will need to go on a crash program to develop nuclear power at an unprecedented rate, as well as to go on an accelerated program to mine and burn coal.
The conference ends today with enough press conferences to let every single governor explain to reporters what he thought of it all. That is not unimportant. 22 of these governors are running for re-election. Susan Spencer, CBS News, at the Governor's Conference in Afton, Oklahoma.
Virginia's electric chair hasn't been used for 20 years. But, as we hear from Jerry Landy in Richmond, that situation may be about to change.
Barring the unexpected, a condemned killer is scheduled to die here 1 hour before midnight tonight. He is Frank Coppola, a 38-year-old former seminarian and ex-cop with a burglary record and the avowed reputation of a tough guy. 4 years ago, Muriel Hatchell, the wife of a used car dealer in Newport News, was bound, brutally and repeatedly beaten, slashed, and strangled. Coppola, his wife, and two friends were convicted of the robbery murder. Coppola's repeated attempts to win high court reviews failed, and in April, Coppola told his attorney to stop seeking legal redress. He, Coppola, wanted to die. A coalition of civil rights and religious groups have campaigned to stop the execution. Yesterday, they petitioned a federal district judge for a stay on the ground that Coppola is not mentally competent to waive all his legal rights. The judge denied that petition. Today, his ruling will be appealed. Governor Charles Robb, a supporter of capital punishment, has indicated he will not issue a reprieve. Jerry Landy, CBS News, Richmond.
Coppola says, quote, "I don't fear death. My human dignity has suffered. No one could be more objective about what I'm doing than me. I adamantly stand by my decision to seek execution, and this," says Coppola, "is no macho image. It's my personal feeling." The words of Frank Coppola in Richmond on what could be the last day of his life. This is a grim morning after in Paris, the morning after a terrorist attack that killed 6 people and wounded more than 20. David Andelman describes the scene.
Goldenberg's deli next to his restaurant opened as usual this morning in the heart of the Jewish district of the Marais, but the restaurant, a Paris landmark for nearly half a century, remained closed. The scene of the unbelievable carnage caused yesterday by 2 terrorist gunmen. Joe Goldenberg wanted to open his restaurant this morning, but most of his workers have either fled in terror or are hospitalized. The community, meanwhile, is angry and tense. Angry that a seemingly powerless French government has failed to do very much at all to guarantee the security of the Jewish community. Tense that this may not be the last such incident directed against them. The scenes of carnage are everywhere here. Bullet holes in the ancient walls of the buildings along the Rue de Rosier, where the gunmen calmly strolled, picking off passers-by after they shot up Goldenberg's delicatessen. Small knots of people gathered on the corner still debating and discussing the events of yesterday. After a pause today for reflection, more demonstrations are scheduled. David Andelman, CBS News, in the Marais district of Paris.
U.S. Embassy officials in Paris say that among the victims of yesterday's attack, 2 Americans were killed, 2 wounded. Israeli Prime Minister Begin issued a statement in Jerusalem today declaring that if France fails to protect its Jewish citizens against terrorism, he will urge French Jewish young people to do the job, to actively defend the lives of Jews, in Begin's words, and their human dignity. The dollar sagged a bit on the major foreign money markets today after reaching record highs yesterday against several currencies, including the French franc. Gold prices are holding firm. The price was fixed in London at $337.75 an ounce, up about a dollar.
CBS News, I'm Richard C. Hautalette. The White House is keeping up the pressure for passage of its tax package. President Reagan spent much of this morning meeting with congressional leaders of his party. Nelson Benton has more from the White House.
Republican congressional leaders left a meeting with President Reagan this morning encouraged that the administration has a fair chance of winning on the $99 billion tax increase measure now before Congress. Senate Finance Chairman Dole contends average taxpayers should favor the move designed to lower federal deficits and interest rates.
The only real taxes on consumers are, as I said, this very small telephone tax, about 20 cents a month on a $30 bill, and an 8-cent a pack a cigarette tax. Essentially, we think a well-crafted package. This is tax reform.
Mr. Reagan is also seeing industry leaders on the measure, including Chrysler's Lee Iacocca.
Somebody can find a better tax bill, grab it, take it.
Three more congressional delegations are to see Mr. Reagan this afternoon on the tax bill. Nelson Benton, CBS News, the White House.
Hi, Pat Summerall to say the most economical way to build a basic collection of quality tools is to take advantage of True Value Hardware Store's monthly specials, like their August Tool Value of the Month. Two Servess adjustable wrenches, both for just $5.49. You get a 6-inch and 8-inch wrench to handle most nut and bolt tightening jobs, and they're both drop-forged for lasting strength. Get the pair for just $5.49 while supplies last as the August Tool Value of the Month at participating True Value Hardware Stores and Home Centers.
Rona Jaffe's novels have meant a lot to me. From The Best of Everything to Class Reunion, where she captured what really came after my college days. That's what Rona Jaffe's new bestseller, Mazes and Monsters, does for today's college students and their parents. It's a novel about all the secrets generations keep from each other. One reviewer says Mazes and Monsters is better than anything else Rona Jaffe has ever written. Mazes and Monsters, a new Dell paperback you don't want to miss.
Israel today accepted in principle a plan to resolve the Lebanese crisis, but did not interrupt its attacks against West Beirut. Once again, Israeli fighter planes bombed the Burj al Barajneh refugee camp south of the city. They also took out Syrian missile batteries in the Bekaa Valley of eastern Lebanon. In Jerusalem, the Israeli cabinet earlier expressed conditional approval of the plan drawn up by Ambassador Philip Habib to get the PLO guerrillas out of West Beirut with the help of a multinational force. Some 2,000 soldiers, roughly one-third each French, American, and Italian, to be interposed between the withdrawing guerrillas and the Israeli army. Israel has suggested a number of amendments, and at this moment, the timing of the withdrawal process is not certain. The Soviet Union today denounced what it called double-faced Arab leaders in its sharpest criticism so far of Arab states for failing to help the Palestinians against Israel. The official news agency TASS said the division within the Arab ranks, their lack of confidence in their own forces, and often a desire to please Washington, complicated the struggle of the Palestinian people. Israel's Prime Minister Begin has responded furiously to yesterday's mass murder in Paris. Unidentified gunmen methodically killed six people and wounded 22 in the Jewish quarter. Begin, in a statement read by Cabinet Secretary Dan Meridor in Jerusalem, said, if the French government does not protect its Jewish citizens, he will take steps.
I am proud to be Prime Minister of Democratic Israel, but above all, I am a Jew. If the French authorities will not prevent the neo-Nazi manifestation of the murder of Jews just because they are Jews, I will not hesitate, as a Jew, to call upon the youth of our people living in France to actively defend their lives, the lives of the Jews, and their human dignity.
The French Minister of Interior, Gaston Defferre, blamed an unnamed foreign organization for yesterday's massacre and said, it is impossible to guard everyone, but we are doing the utmost. We are doing the maximum. He said he had told police chiefs throughout France to reassure Jewish community leaders. Stocks and other news after this.
Hello, Burton and Barton. Barton here.
This is Burton here.
Burton, you're supposed to be in Philly.
I am in Philly, but I happen to be reading a newspaper, and guess what?
What?
Xerox is having a sale.
Impossible. Xerox never had a sale, and they never will.
Listen to me. Xerox is having a sale. All 14 of their small copiers are reduced in price, up to 47% off.
Impossible.
Not only is it possible, but if we spread our payments over 12 months, we don't have to pay a finance charge.
Impossible.
Would your partner lie to you? And if you take 2 to 5 years to pay, Xerox is offering 15.9% financing.
I still say it's impossible,
Barton,
because if Xerox were having a sale, I wouldn't be on the phone with you.
Barton,
I'd be on the phone with the local Xerox sales office.
So, why are you still on the phone with me?
Machines may be newly manufactured or remanufactured or reconditioned. Special financing offers end September 30th.
In the disarmament committee meeting in Geneva today, U.S. Delegate Lewis Field said there's increased evidence that Soviet-backed troops are using chemical weapons in Afghanistan. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average is up 0.85. Volume on the big board, 22,220,000 shares. The Dow Jones industrial average stands now at 781.20. Richard C. Hautalette, CBS News.